Are we rolling?
Yeah.
And we're rolling. Welcome back, guys.
Episode 56 of the Hot Take Hub podcast.
Episode 50. Nope, I'm already wrong.
Thank you guys for tuning back in. He's going to racially discriminate against some people and speak some random languages here. Congratulations, Zeke. You've been canceled for
I was
another week.
56 in Spanish. But
yep. Sure, that's what you're going to say. Definitely not racial slurs, right?
It's 56, right. But I got a little scared.
Yeah, whatever.
I wasn't sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't want to slip a slur out there.
Welcome back. Did you turn your mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, word. This news.
I have like some news, but like it's just like, you know.
Give the news. Give the people.
Caitlin Clark gets kept off of the U.S. women's Olympic team for her first eligible year. What do you think about this?
It's good for the integrity of the sport.
Wow.
I mean, granted, yeah. There's a 41-year-old on the roster.
That's crazy. That we easily could just swap out. Yeah.
But at the same time,
you need seniority leadership.
Caitlin Clark's got at least 3 more Olympics in her.
At least.
So, and it's the United States women's basketball team we're talking about. I think they'll be fine. Having Caitlin or not having it, I don't think it's going to really change the outcome of many of the games.
I agree.
Well,
to a certain extent.
And there weren't any other rookies that were left off.
Yeah.
So, like...
That's where it gets foggy for me. Yeah. Is she an amazing player? Yes. Is she the star of the one of the stars of the WNBA right now? Yes. Would she have brought the U.S. Olympics, U.S. Women's Basketball Team Olympics, probably millions of more views? Yes. Was she a shoo-in for the team?
She'd get 10 minutes a
probably
game.
Probably not.
She'd right? get 10 minutes.
She is a rookie. And it's not like she's a rookie that's been putting up LeBron numbers, right? She has been struggling a little bit coming into the league. Like she.
Yeah, but also this struggling comes with getting defended by 3 other players.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, as a rookie getting defended from 3 other players.
I wonder if.
This is how low the news is. We're talking about women's basketball.
Whoa. I do not associate myself with this gentleman over here. He's a racist, a bigot, sexist. I could never.
No. Okay. You said it yourself before we started the podcast. Oh, well, no news. Yeah.
I just meant like good news.
This isn't good news. See? This isn't good
exactly.
news. Yeah. It's women's basketball. But yeah, so
she's at vet time.
You get vet time.
Did LeBron
gonna play?
I wonder if LeBron made his. But it's also like I
LeBron's
feel like
LeBron's gonna play.
I mean his freshman year or rookie year. His rookie
freshman year.
Well, it would have been his freshman year
in
college because he went
yeah.
straight in. Mm-hmm. But I mean his rookie year, did he go straight to the USA team? No,
I don't believe.
I don't think he did. But it's also like. You know, every 4 years. So
we didn't fact check that. So.
I didn't fact check shit.
That's off the dome.
That's off
that
the
is
top.
A hot take.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
No, there's no way he made it his rookie year.
I'll fact
it's
check
a 1 in 4 odds that it was even the same year that he was a rookie. That's what I'm saying. If it was next year, I think she is a shoe-in for the team. Yeah. But she doesn't have the experience in. Big leagues like the WNBA, the Olympics. I just don't think she's experienced yet. I'm not saying she couldn't have went. I definitely think she could have made the team, but it's probably not the best year for her. And I forget, apparently she was texting her coach and she was like, yeah, they just woke a beast up. So maybe she'll go crazy this season, but she was talking that smack.
Fresh off his rookie season in the NBA, James was selected to represent the United States of America at the Olympic Games in 2004.
God.
Drafted in 2003, played in the 2004 Olympics.
Ah.
I mean, if that, like I said, women's basketball. But yeah, right here from Olympics.com.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure Michael Jordan is. Fresh rookie year, did he go straight to the Olympics?
Do you want me to fact check that?
No. That one's for sure. There's no
sure?
way.
I mean,
nah, there's no way.
In other news, this I guess is a semi step up. Hockey, we got the Florida
Panthers.
This is a
step down, honestly, in my opinion. Step down, I'd rather talk about women's basketball.
The Florida Panthers, they took game 1. They shut out their opponents, Edmonton Oilers, 3-0. It was an interesting game. I assume you didn't watch
it. I did not watch that shit.
I watched about the first two periods, and it was 2-0, and it was a very boring game. There was a lot of opportunities.
Hockey games are boring games.
Whoa. It can just be boring scoring-wise, but like, as far as watching it, I don't think it's boring. Why'd boring because no one's scoring.
Why'd you go to sleep?
Why'd I go to sleep? Because I had to be up at 5 a.m. the next morning.
Oh, sure.
This was last night. I'd be up at 5 o'clock this morning for work. But anyways, yeah, that's that for us.
So you have the Rangers winning that?
Nah, the Rangers aren't even in it.
Oh, true. It's Panthers and who?
Panthers and Edmonton.
Oilers.
The Florida Panthers beat the Rangers. Yes, they beat him in the Eastern Conference.
So you have Edmonton.
I'm riding McDavid all the way, dude. Connor McDavid, the most generational player of this generation.
No, it's Bedard.
McDavid is better than Bedard, but we're not going to have that conversation. I'm sorry, McDavid's put up over 100 points the past six seasons.
He's a rookie. What do you want from the kid?
Yeah, and he's not selected for the United States national team. That's what's happening. Yeah, McDavid isn't even American. But anyways, McDavid doesn't want a cup.
Is Bedard Canadian?
They both are.
Yeah, so they're not getting selected for the U.S. national team. Right? They get selected for the Canadian team? I don't know.
All right, but anyway, I want McDavid to win a cup. If he's ever gonna do it, this is when he's gonna do it. Sorry, he's not old, but
why can't you know, do it then?
Hockey's one of those teams where even if you're amazing,
yeah,
you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
So this is probably one of the better groups of guys, like with contracts and everything. That if he's gonna get it done.
I feel like that's like baseball too. You can have a really solid. You could beat like Bryce Harper and never win a chip just because it takes so much to get to the what do they call it? The World Series?
Yeah, the World Series. We're hitting all sports today.
Yeah. I'm spinning back to basketball real quick though.
Is it women's?
Luca. We're going to the real stuff here.
Whoa. The real stuff.
Luca is ruled out for game 2 of the NBA Finals. Dude, this is the easiest sweep for the Celtics.
Why? Why is he ruled out?
Honestly, I think if I'm a manager, I have him sit this game out because you know he's not like if he's injured at all, you just have him sit out. I think it was an ankle injury. But you have him sit out this game because you know you're going to lose at the Celtics. And then you have him healthy and fresh for your first home game. And you just fucking put the house that you guys win your first home game.
I'm looking up what it was. It was a chest contusion.
What the hell does that even mean?
Bruh. Nah, play him.
No, I'm telling you, they're having him rest because they know they're going to lose this
game. Dude, it's a chest contusion, but he's just got a bruise. He's got a deep muscle, deep tissue bruise. But he's fine to play.
Bro, he's had a very long season. It's a good idea to have him rest before your first home game so that you win your first home game so that you have momentum.
If
you lose your first home game, you lose this year.
Jacob Trouba was playing all the way through the Stanley Cup Finals.
Bum-ass non-sports.
With a partially broken ankle.
Fake sports.
My guy had a partially broken ankle and he was playing.
Bro, and I have a partially broken neck. And he's got a bruise.
Luka's got a bruise in one of the most non-contact sports in all of America.
Bro, literally... Their main motion is doing this, right? Here, which is the chest, right? When you press chest.
It's chest. Fine. It's just a sore muscle.
You gotta let him. I'm telling you though, it's a strategy. You have to have him fully healed up for your first home game.
Guys, making
so you
millions,
win the home game.
I'm playing.
Oh my god, dude! It's not the.
How about you
decision.
Just win both?
Do you know what fatigue is?
Yes, I do. Out of anyone in this room,
so you should
know
that rest is healthy. You should know that you should be resting.
But it's the playoffs.
Oh my god.
He doesn't have that playoff mentality.
But the manager knows losing this game either way. You might as well have one of your
star players. I don't like that. I don't like that mindset. You're already losing this game.
You are. It's the Celtics at home. This is an L.
No, you should be going into every single game trying to win. I'm sorry.
No, you should be going into
this is the playoffs
game of the series.
Lucas should be
one trying to take one at the Boston. Not when you have an injured star player.
He's not injured.
It's just my hot
unless take. Now, but unless they're downplaying this and it's not a chest contusion and it's something like a semi-fractured rib or something like that.
Nah, doubtful.
Okay, but that's not... Okay, yeah, doubtful because it's the NBA. It's, yeah. But still...
They call that a foul. It's
dude, yeah, it's just a simple fucking chest contusion. Dude, buddy can play.
Let him heal. I'm not saying he can't
play. Let him heal. If you're going to let him heal, he's going to be out for the rest of the series. If you actually want to let him heal...
I'm saying let him rest.
What, you think so that muscle just heals fresh. Overnight?
I'm saying, bro, he has like a whole week to heal.
You're telling me their next game is...
No, but their last game to the next game, not this game, the next game, probably almost a whole week.
You're going to still need more than a week.
But it's better than playing him this game, which you're probably going to lose anyway.
I'd play him.
Bro, that's why you're not a fucking NBA manager, dude.
I should be. This is why the Dallas Mavericks are going to lose.
Yes, that's why I'm saying rest in this game. It's because they're going to lose this game
anyway. No, they're going to lose everything.
Probably, but still.
I don't know. I think it's dumb. I'd blame. I'd blame if I was the coach. And if I was Luka.
I was trying to cook up a parlay for tonight, though.
If I was... Let me hear your parlay.
Well, I was going to...
If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please. I've not used that in a minute.
It's been at least three episodes.
It's been a lot more than three episodes. But anyway, let's hear this parlay.
I don't know.
Hear these locks.
They're not locks. I was just scrolling
through. They're locks. They're locks. Let's hear the locks.
I was just scrolling through the picks, and I was like, I couldn't really find anything that I really loved.
So you weren't cooking
parlay. I said I was trying to cook. The word was trying.
Well, what'd you have?
You were shoving words out of my fucking mouth.
Well, what'd you have so far? You weren't cooking anything.
You were browsing. Yeah, I said trying to cook. I didn't actually get anything. I got Boston. I was easily Boston winning by 6.5. That's easy. And then I was looking at like player props, and I was like, I don't really love any of these. So then I went Boston to win the first half, which made it a +110 bet. So you bet a dollar, you get a dollar, which I feel like is good value. For something that is like gonna happen, like they're gonna win the game.
It's a lot.
They're gonna win the game. They're gonna win the first half. Like,
yeah, that's I see what you're saying.
And then I was gonna like profit boost it.
Maybe you so in your mind you cooked. You could have cooked. You should have cooked.
Yeah, but I didn't want to deposit, so I was like, "Fuck that." Yeah, I'm good.
I got you. Word. Scratch that. Phrase of the week. Phrase of the week. Dining dead. You got any guesses on
dining
what
dead? What the heck? It sounds like something of a zombie movie.
The dining dead.
The dining dead. When you're at the dining room.
Sort of a play on words with the rising dead.
Nope. Still don't know what that
a
means.
Couple that eats at restaurants in total silence. Very awkward. What? Very sad.
Oh, the rising dead would be people who eat breakfast in silence? Is that what that is?
No, the dining dead.
You said the play on the words rising dead.
You play on dead? The show. The
never seen it.
You've never heard of it?
The Walking Dead.
There's a show called The Rising Dead.
I never heard of it.
Hold up, fact check. Skyrim, yo.
So is it a show or not?
I don't know. There's a movie right here on IMDb.
Okay, you are just slurring random stuff out of your mouth today, dude. Like,
okay, well, just
random things,
dude. Honestly, I've seen some people that are dining dead, and it is.
I feel like I'm a rising dead person.
I don't even know just what that
when I'm eating breakfast. Silence, bro.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
Not a dining dead.
Are you like a
dead.
Semi iPad kid? Because I'm a semi-iPad kid.
No, dude, I'm a full iPad kid. Let me set it up there. Let me put on some Dude Perfect.
Yeah, but it's on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm a semi. Because I have an iPad and a phone, and sometimes I use a phone.
Yeah, I don't like, people used to watch TV while eating their food. What's the problem with just putting up a little YouTube video?
No, facts. I'd just rather watch YouTube. Sometimes it's just nice to eat in silence. And facts. Not have to talk to anyone and just fully.
I'm using my mouth. Why would I want to talk to you using
and,
that
and
same
and you're
mouth?
Watching whatever you want to watch. Exactly. It's great.
The YouTube video is not making me talk back to it.
YouTube videos. No, it's not. It does not have play along capabilities.
Yeah, like I'm good, G. Yo, I was scrolling through YouTube earlier, like yesterday, and I saw there was a games section. I low-key played one of the games on there for like half an hour.
That was like on Netflix too. Yeah. Netflix had a game.
I actually played one of those games for like a half an hour.
Was it good?
It was. How would terrible. You rate it? Oh, but like 3 out of 10. It was.
But it had. You, yeah. Okay. Well, then it was semi good.
It was like I was a cube and I had to draw legs for my cube that spun in a 360 and grabbed the ground. And I was racing another cube that had legs from another player. It was kind of addicting.
Interesting.
Like, I'll give it a 5 out of 10. It was good for what it was.
What was it called?
But had no long. I have no idea.
YouTube games. Figure it out. It's probably what it is. YouTube games.
Yeah. It was good for what it was. It didn't have any longevity. Like, I wouldn't go boot it back up again. And I wouldn't play it for more than 15,
it wasn't addicting. It wasn't.
It was addicting for like a little bit. And then it was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. You know, got to the point where you had enough.
Like, yeah. I was like, all right. And usually for a game, it should be like an hour to 2 hours of where you're like, all right, I've had enough. But this one was like 15 minutes. Maybe that's because it was a mobile game.
You said you played for an hour and a half.
No, I did not. When did I say that?
I swear if we cut these tapes back, you said you played for
half an hour maybe. I think I said I played for like half an hour.
Maybe I'm hearing things wrong.
I think you heard half an hour.
All right, maybe I'm tripping.
You're definitely tripping.
You got a pet peeve for the week?
No.
All right, well, I got two, so I'll make up for yours. Dude, I always have
pet peeves. You always got pet peeves, bro.
Okay. Now, one, okay, they both relate to me, but one relates to the whole human population, or at least Americans, and okay. I feel like a good amount of Americans do this. But the first one, so give you some background, had to go fill up my truck, needed gas.
Yep.
I will, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, pay in cash.
You are a cash payer. I do know that.
So I walk in, give the cashier $20, say, put it on this pump. I go out, grab the nozzle. I accidentally hit the wrong button.
No.
I hit 91 instead of 87.
Can you just hit the other button?
I didn't want to put 91 in the truck.
Nah,
truck doesn't deserve 91.
Whoa. How many miles that thing got on?
160,000.
It deserves a little love.
It does fine with 87. Well, that's so nice. I picked 91. Nice. But my pet peeve is, why is there no go back button?
You can't just switch it?
No.
Are you sure?
No, once you have your option selected, that is your option.
I think that's just a Wawa, because I'm pretty sure. Maybe it's the cash, too. But I don't. Maybe it might be a combination of both. Because I was at BJ's one time and I accidentally selected one and I could go back seats.
Well, the annoying thing was because I had paid with cash, I couldn't. I'd have to go back in and say, "Hey, I picked the wrong one. Can you rerun $20?" And now that messes up everything.
Yeah.
Even though I've done that before.
That's how you know it messes up everything.
But I just don't understand, because with a credit card or a debit card or whatever, you could just cancel it and redo it.
Yeah, yeah.
But why isn't that a feature? At least at Wawa's. If you're saying it's at other things, but Wawa, this is such a simple feature.
What
just
a
change lead. And then also, okay, sorry, you say what you want to say.
I think it's because maybe if you like start, feel like maybe you get like 1 cent of 87 in there, and then you click 91. And you start actually fueling with the 91, but it's still charging you for the 87 price. That's my hypothesis on why they might not allow it, but I feel like it's probably fixable.
I feel like that's such a just a simple engineering feat.
I don't know.
Electrical engineering feat or code. Just write some code. Maybe. But then I got to thinking, if you have multiple gas cans and say you have different vehicles that operate on different things, and you wanted to go to the
too complex. They can't be doing that.
But instead of having to redo it every single time, you just switch it. And this one's 87, this one's 91, this one's 93.
Too complex.
I just don't think that'd be all that complex.
I'm not a software engineer. You might be right. You might be wrong. But I could see how that could annoy you.
That was my.
Did she get 91?
Yeah. Oh, I put 91.
Atta girl.
I put.
She and gave it, me run a
it, it burned like, it so quick.
Oh fuck!
Burned it so quick.
Damn.
Burned it so quick. Right. I mean, it was probably good for the engine. At least
probably
to some
nice
degree.
Little clean out.
Yeah, probably. But I mean,
dude, I gotta turn off my oil light. We just did the oil like what, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oil light just came on. It hadn't quite came on yet, but I was like, I know it's due because I was looking at the miles. So I was like, I'll just do it at the same time. And then the oil light just came on. So I got to figure out how to reset the oil light. I know she's good.
You just press a bunch of red buttons.
No, I think I gotta like turn the car off, press the brake four times, and then like turn it on, press it four times, turn it off, or something. It's something like that.
That's wild.
See, that might be the gas.
If electrical engineers can do that, why can't they figure out how to program a gas?
It's a great question.
But anyway, the other pet peeve I had, and I guess this is just me people hating.
I'm not gonna lie, you are a people hater. Like, only someone with this many pet peeves is like, there's no way you're not a people hater. Like, bro, we are 56 episodes in, and you always have at least one pet peeve of the week. You have not repeated once. Like, that is over 25 things that just get on your fucking nerve.
This one you're going to laugh about because it shouldn't really be a pet peeve. It's just, I guess it's not a pet peeve. It's more of who started
pet peeve of the week. When I see people walking, bro, like, just fucking get out of my way.
Getting out of the way, that has to do with this. So I stock shelves.
Oh, and God. Go ahead.
And sometimes I'd be in people's way, or I'm trying to get around someone, right?
Yep.
And either you or the other person has to say, excuse me. I'm sorry. Who started that? What in their right mind is... If someone is walking around me, I do not care if they say, excuse me, or what. Just say, yo, I'm walking behind you, or something like that. You don't need to say, excuse me. And then my response, oh, you're good. Every single time. Like, oh, you're good.
How many times a day you say, oh, you're good?
A lot of times, dude. A lot of times. You're good. It's simply, you're good. No problem. You're good. Don't say it to me. Yeah, I'm fine. I guess it's the right thing to do. I don't know. I'm really hating on people.
You really are. Because what would you rather them do?
Not say anything. Just walk around.
And you're taking their joy from them.
What joy do they get from a you're good?
It's not that they get joy. It's the counterbalance of them feeling rude or ignorant if they were to squeeze through you and you were angry. So this way, blocking.
I don't think any human being should ever get angry at someone if they're just trying
There's some sick human beings in this world.
That's the problem with the world. No, I feel I'm the opposite. I'm not a sick human in this sense. Well, I'm an understanding human that understands we all just be trying to get places.
Why don't you just understand that they want to make sure you're safe and you feel okay? So they say,
if they hit me, I'm fine with that.
You don't seem very understanding right now, sir.
No, I'm just trying to.
I have to scoot by,
this wasn't even the pet peeve I had listed. I just read what I had.
When I'm scooting through someone in the golf store, it's excuse me, squeezing by you, or I'm right behind you. Excuse me. Those one of those three. Or this little, excuse me, come by.
Yeah, but
behind you.
Squeeze
it in here.
I understand if you fart and you're like, excuse me.
Yeah, well, a normal human would.
But at the same time, if you break down what excuse me, usually you say that when you leave the room. But you're just
excuse me. Like when I leave the dinner table, I'm like, excuse me. I'm leaving the dinner table to go do something else.
Yeah, usually the bathroom.
I used to have to say that every time I got up from the dinner table. Can I please be excused? When I was a kid, when I got done dinner, I'd have to ask. If I got up and I didn't say that, my mom would be like, where are you going? I was like, can I be excused?
That's crazy. Yeah, good. I mean, I guess that's good for building manners.
I always say, excuse me, piss this kid off.
Because... you go about your day, I go about my day. If you accidentally bump into me, just say sorry, and I'm going to be like, you're good still. Regardless of what anyone does, my response 9 times out of 10 will probably be,
but if it wasn't you, good. So you are like half an understanding person. So you're like half understanding of people bumping into you, so you feel that you don't have to be understanding of people saying, I'm sorry. But if you were not understanding about people bumping into you, you could flip out on them. So they have to say, excuse me, in case you're not that type of person.
Yeah, but still.
If you're the type of person that gets bumped into it, then wants to square up with someone in the middle of the fucking supermarket.
Like I said, I'm really just hating on people. Because obviously, everyone's still going to be saying, excuse me, and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Just I don't. When I'm in the wild, I just make sure I got enough distance and I just walk around the person.
You a hater.
Okay, well, that brings me to my other thing.
Haterade.
And it's sort of along the same lines, but you know when you're at, you come third to a four-way stop. Yeah.
Third pet peeve of the week.
Come to a four, this is the pet. Okay,
four-way stops can be annoying.
Well, but so you wave someone on or whatnot, yep. And then they give you the...
Why was that piss you off?
Thank you. How does this mean thank you?
Oh, thank you.
How does that mean thank you?
I don't think it means thank you. I think it means
What kind of a response is that?
My turn. Sorry. Maybe it's sorry, right? You're right. Thank you. I'll go.
I just want to know who started that. Who started the... Yep, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, it's a wave. Just a wave. It's a short...
Why do you need to wave? You're never going to see that person in your life again.
You just hate kindness, bro. No. Those two pet peeves a week. No, because people being kind.
I'll be kind to people.
Obviously, you won't. You're not going, you're the type of guy that goes like this.
No, I am the type of guy that goes like this. I am.
So you'll never be a type of guy that understands
it. Well, no. My thank you is a way to... I actually say thank you, and it's when I'm at campus and I'm biking around and a car lets me go. But I don't want to take my hand off because then I'm afraid I'll lose balance. So I like, thank you.
Bro, it's like, thank you.
If they have their window or up, I can only imagine what they're thinking if they can't read my lips. As if I'm either screaming at them or if I'm like special and I have rabies.
Yeah.
No, they look at me like I got three heads sometimes.
Look at you, like that bag right there.
No, literally. I mean, thank God I don't have a helmet on. So but seriously, that's all I'm saying. Smart. They definitely think I'm when I seemingly shout at them, thank you. I hope they read my lips.
Was wearing helmets. How long could you last in the wilderness?
Wearing a helmet?
No, just in general.
If you just sent me out like this. Or do I get equipment?
You'll get like fabric and like a knife.
That's all I get. That's all I get.
Yeah. Like you'll get like...
I'm surviving up until I starve to death.
You can't catch fish with your hands?
And then do what?
So the point of this is Mr. Beast had a camping challenge where he gave someone $10,000 per day they could survive in the wilderness by themselves. They survived 74 days. They didn't die, but they opted like to go back to civilization.
Did he have a tent? I'm confused.
They built one. So they built shelter.
I understand that. But what was guy sleeping on?
It was two of them. He slept on logs.
Wow.
And then they made themselves... So what happened was they used the parachute because they dropped $10,000 to them every day. They used the fabric from the parachute and stuffed it with leaves to make...
Why would they drop $10,000?
Because Mr. Beast. Well, it's Mr. Beast.
Imagine having that much money just out in the middle of the woods.
Bro, they had cases of cash. Like, ended up building...
That's annoying.
They ended up building a table with $10,000 or $100,000. Just stacks of cases.
That would annoy me so much because now I got to carry that stuff around with me.
They didn't move very much, bro.
I mean, yeah, I'm assuming because they got a bunch of briefcases full of cash.
But they had like, they ended up with like three different homes. They had like their original one out of sticks and like mud. And then they had another one that they built out of like a tent. Or like they made
a tent. Two dudes?
Yeah. And then they're the third one because they moved to a bigger creek. Yeah, they lost in 74 days.
Did they hunt or did they only catch fish with their hair?
Only fished, but they used the string from the parachute and a stick.
It's kind of sick.
Yeah.
What'd they use for a hook?
I don't know. It's a great question. Fly fishing? I don't know how that works.
You still need a hook with fly fishing.
I don't know.
Seems a little fake.
Could be. Maybe they. Yeah.
Definitely was semi fake.
I don't know.
I mean, they definitely were out there for probably 74 days.
So people like. Not people.
Yeah, they ever run into people?
Mr. Beast. No. Like, yeah, I was definitely like zoned off to like a little area in the world. But Mr. Beast would come in every like 10 days and like offer them something. Like the first day, like they lasted like 4 or 5 days on like eating like bark. And then on day 5, Mr. Beast was like, I'll give you 10 days worth of supplies and this fishing rod or something. For for $10,000. So they gave him $10,000. He got 10 days of food and like fishing line or something.
I mean, that's worth it though.
Yeah. And then the next 10 days.
I mean, you literally give $10,000 to get another 100 grand back essentially.
So it was a challenge like that. It was actually a pretty good video. But how long do you think you could make it?
To those standards,
yeah.
I could probably make it a good bit. But
their original guess was 1 year, and they made it 74 days, so just over 2 months.
They thought they were gonna go a year.
Yeah, but the one guy was in for a fucking year. He was in. Other guy had a wife, a newborn, and a 4-year-old kid. So he was like, "Nah, I gotta go home." He missed his kids, which is fair.
That'd be sick living in the outside.
That's what I brought this up because I knew you would like.
I'd be sick.
You'd be in for this.
Yeah, if I had nothing else going on.
Like, just me and you.
Yeah.
Wilderness.
For sure.
You think we can make it a year?
Yeah. 100%.
I think we could too, low-key.
Yeah.
I wish we were rich enough to try this.
We just need to be very careful. Because if one of us got, like, an infection from a cut or something.
Yeah, we'd be chalked.
Yeah.
Well, this was a supervised experiment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm thinking full-on wilderness.
I also thought of this because I saw the camping boys, you know, those like super viral dude that like goes out and does like Alaska.
He like solo goes, right?
Yeah. And he'll like bring a bunch of stuff,
like a week,
like builds a fucking whole house in like 8 hours. And he's like, net tomorrow, think about going down that stream for a 7-hour canoe ride and see what I can catch. And he's just like, he's like, all right, I've been hiking for 3 hours. I finally reached the river.
What else are you going to do?
Dude's an absolute savage. Like, just baller.
Guy's a beast.
Awesome. I think we can. I'd give us 100 days. Easy.
I think topside
like a year.
Yeah.
It also depends. Like, I don't know how advanced we could get.
Yeah.
Like, how smart we are, honestly.
I got you're showering in the river. Don't know how sanitary that is.
It's not.
But
they also did that for like hundreds and thousands of years, so
yeah. And then you just taking dookies in the wood, that's pretty human. Yeah, like you just grab a leaf,
yeah.
You're fine. I mean, I guess fresh water would be a problem,
yeah. That's why they had to go to the creek because they were running out of water, super dehydrated.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Yeah, it was then they found some.
Were they given a lighter, or did they have to always make?
They were probably given a lighter of some sort.
In some way.
As they seemed to make fire pretty quick. Yeah.
They were given the perfect water. Fire.
They also had a pot. So, like.
They had a what?
A pot to boil the water with.
Oh, that's kind of
sick. So, like, they definitely had, like, a little basic starter kit to work with.
That's all you need.
Oh, I think they dropped them a crate to start. And then they used, like, the wood from the crate to build, like, a little bit of their shelter. They got supplies.
I can do that. 100% I can do that.
Yeah.
Now, Max on my own with no help, I'm just thrown into
the wilderness.
Yeah.
Just
Max, maybe 2 weeks.
2 weeks. What if you get that life straw?
I'm either getting eaten.
You get one life straw.
Maybe I'm lasting a month then, but shelter would be a struggle. Food would be a struggle. Everything would be a struggle. Yeah. Dude.
What do you do for food there, right? You can't, like, animals are probably evading you.
Yeah.
You don't have the equipment to fish, And if you do try and fish, like depending on
you
the season,
you gotta catch it with your hands.
Gotta catch it with your hands. And that means you're getting wet. And depending on the season, that can be very dangerous because you have to dry off. And like that, just that's just not a good idea.
I mean, I could always set up a snare, but I wasn't ever trained on how to make a snare. So,
and if you get a snare, that's a live animal that you get then have to kill.
No, the snare's supposed to kill it.
I was thinking of a trap. So you have like one of those things where like you kick the stick and it like falls.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking of the thing where you kick a stick and then it gets speared in the body.
What the fuck?
That's a...
I ain't never seen one of those before. Damn. We should try that.
What do you mean you've never seen one of those?
I don't think I've ever seen like a video of those. I don't know.
Let me wait. Am I not thinking of the right thing?
Maybe you definitely could be. Maybe I'm tripping. I don't know.
How to make a snare.
Also, how are you throwing the sphere? Like, are you just sitting there camped up?
No. It kicks the thing and then.
Yeah. I thought it kicks the thing and a trap falls on it.
Yeah, but in this case, instead of a trap falling on it, it's getting speared. I feel like the success rate is probably lower because you got to hit it in the right spot.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
I don't know.
It could be semi-doable. What? Did you do something new?
I think that was it for the camping.
Oh, word.
You want to hear about more Ryan Garcia beef?
Sure.
Bro got arrested in Beverly Hills for alleged damage to hotel. Bro's turning into the next Antonio Brown.
I don't have anything to say. I don't know what to expect or not expect from this guy.
I don't know if that's fake news. Now, fact check us. That could be fake news.
Why'd he get arrested? Usually you just pay for that stuff.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
He set the room on fire? He wanted to burn down the whole building?
That's arson, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Usually you just pay damages. What? Did he break a bed in half? Did he throw it out the window?
Maybe he couldn't pay for it, bro. There's rumors he's going broke.
Really?
Like AB.
I wonder why or how. Thought he made
that lifestyle.
Bread.
Like,
that lifestyle that isn't life, for him.
That
it eats him up.
Lifestyle.
It literally will eat him up and spin him back out. No, that's insane. But what's the beef?
That was it. News. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I used the word beef because it wasn't like beef.
Okay, I've got another semi-pet peeve.
Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson November now. Did you see it got called off? And now it's back on in November.
I know we talked about it getting called off last week.
On in November. There was talks about Paul versus Paul fighting. Then there was talks about him and KSI. Now, him and Tyson back on, same rules, November.
Bruh.
We were so close, too. We were 1 month away from seeing a great fight. Bang, postponed 6 months.
Yeah, you know why they did this? Because they weren't getting enough hype. There weren't enough people willing to...
Everyone was watching that.
No.
Yeah, people were tuning in.
I don't know. But, oh, no, it's just going to...
The script.
Dude, it's going to happen again, though. This just... That's my pet peeve now. Make it five.
Fifth, because
I've got one after
right,
this.
Fire off.
No, I'm sorry. That annoys me that it's back on. What the... Like...
What do you mean? Why would
Tyson's going
on?
Broke if it's back on. Lifestyle ain't for him.
Bro, that's bread. Bread is bread, dude.
Dude, no, that's annoying. God, why is they fighting again? No! No!
He's just going to be another year older when they fight.
Yeah, literally. He's going to get stomach ulcers again, whatever it was.
That's so funny.
God. All right, well, my fifth and semi-pet peeve. It's not really a pet peeve. It's just sort of a habit that I have now is I hate wet towels.
Yeah, it's not like
what's your
one.
Like what is your shower routine when you shower? Are you hot cold guy, 5 minute, 10 minute, quick in out, what are you?
There's three type of showers, right? For me. Mm. 30 minutes. Hot. I'm draining the tank. That is my optimal shower. Just sit in there, love.
Do what?
Just love life, brother. I'll get some music playing.
Lights on, lights off.
Lights on. Chill. Whoa. Lights on. Oh, wait. Actually, there's been a couple no light showers. Just good vibes. Dude, I've had a no light shower in a thunderstorm. That was immaculate vibes.
Okay, yeah.
30 minutes.
Nah, that's crazy.
I'll just play music and just sit there and sit in my thoughts.
Just let the water hit you?
God, yeah. Damn right. Damn right, huh? That's such a comfortable place to be. Such a great place.
I guess.
It's like second type of shower is like 5 to 7 minutes of warm and then like 3 minutes cold.
Okay.
Third type of shower is the shower I had this morning, running late, 5 minutes warm, wash everything as quick as possible, get out, eat breakfast, go.
Interesting.
Usually it's one. I'd say one, 80% of the time. Two, 15, three, five.
Okay, what's your towel routine then, though?
Bro, it is the only possible towel routine. Top to bottom.
Yeah, but it's one or two towels.
What? I mean, two towels is immaculate. If you're that fucking, I didn't realize you're that bougie, bro. God damn. I got room. I don't have room in the house for that. Like, where do I put the second towel? I don't have enough towel racks. How many towel racks you got?
Well, I'm pretty sure most girls use two towels. One for their 100%. Hair, one for their body.
But I don't got space in the house for my second towel. Where would I even put it?
They're just both on the back of the door.
Yeah, my father's towel goes above my towel.
Okay, well, you just need more hooks then.
That's what I'm. It's not a hook. It's like a bar that you hoop it over.
Oh, well, then you got to get another bar.
There's not enough room. It's my towels hang.
Then you need to get some hooks.
Maybe.
Well, in my bathroom, I got a bar and a hook. But anyway, so I take a half warm cold shower every shower.
It's fair.
Starts half warm, half cold.
Like
it's medium. Okay. It's like
room 10.
It is in the middle, perfectly in the middle of hot and cold.
Respectable.
And that goes for about, I don't really know. I don't think I take showers over 10 minutes. But what I do is throughout the shower, I will reduce to colder temperatures until it's basically freezing.
Yeah.
Because I can't just get into a freezing shower.
No.
But I could get into a mild shower and go to freezing.
Yeah, I feel that.
And so I like doing that.
Getting into a freezing shower, you're actually a menace.
Yeah.
Like.
I've done that before, but that's desperate times. Well, that's desperate times.
Yeah. That's Camp Barn stuff right there.
Yeah. No, and it's bad when it's.
That's actually like the worst feeling ever.
No, it's bad. I mean, it gets everything going. You're definitely awake. You're flowing. But so, no, I'm talking about this, though, because of the towel routine that I've grown into.
What? Yeah, let me hear this.
I have become so picky about a wet towel because, you know, when the towel gets too wet, really, you don't even dry anything off.
It's tough.
I've gotten to the point where I will try to fully dry off my body before even putting water or before even grabbing a towel. So I'll, like, I will stand in
the squeegee yourself.
I will stand in the shower and just.
Yeah. That's what it does.
And just shake my. That's valid. Yeah. And then I grab the first towel and I do a full body dry, put the towel back on the rack. And then I grab the other dry towel and that's the ceiling. Dang, coat.
You be dry when you get out.
I'm dry.
Yeah, I'm same. I'll get out. Every once in a while, I'll accidentally step out of the shower before squeegeeing myself. That's what I call it, squeegeeing myself.
Mm hmm. I mean, it's got to be effective.
Oh, no, 100%.
It's got to take at least 25% of the water off.
At least. Might be pushing 50.
Yeah.
Because I watched a video back in middle school where, no, this is serious.
The lore goes way back.
Like, when you wash your hands, if you go to grab paper towels right after you wash your hands, you're going to use, like, 3 to 5 paper towels,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you
shake it.
Yeah. Then you could, depending on how long you shake, if you get a good like 30 seconds of shaking, mm-hmm. you could grab one and just be done.
Yeah.
So obviously, if I do the same thing with my body, it's going to freaking work.
I wonder how many other people do that, though. For some reason, I thought I was one of the only people that did this. I thought it was like psychotic.
I saw a video of a chick doing the squeegee, too. She was just demonstrating with clothes on, by the way. Let's relax there. Let's relax on that one. This is a clothed demonstration of the arm squeegee.
Had to make it
clear. I mean, you seem to be making assumptions over there.
It was just the way that you said it. I don't know why. It was just so funny.
I saw it, brother.
Oh, that's too good. Yeah, no, all right. Well, I'm glad that I feel less psychotic now.
Do you have your sixth?
No, I'm all out of pet peeves. Okay. I believe I am all out of pet peeves.
Yeah, no, you're not alone in this world, brother. You were not the only body squeegeer. Do you also, like, hold the water?
That's during the shower, though. Yeah. It's during the shower. Though? I mean,
I don't do it, like, a lot.
I'll only do that if suds aren't going down the drain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'll get the suds, you know, because the water pressure.
Yeah, I'd be doing that, too. I'll be like if I, like, wash my hair.
You got to distribute it, though.
And then there's, like, suds on the side of the shower.
Yeah, you get, yep. And then,
yeah. Get it. good times. That's what I do for half an hour.
Now that explains why you're taking 30-minute showers, because you're just doing that. I guess when I was younger and I was like six and I took a bubble bath and I would sit there and actually play with a rubber duck and a choo-choo train that's floating on the water. Then I'd sit there for 30 minutes.
Good times.
But not anymore.
My favorite time of the day, showering.
Nah, honestly, bring back baths. I could go for a good bath.
Dude, if I had a large enough bathtub, I have one, but it's like only for like I can't lay in that.
No,
it's
yeah,
like extremely uncomfortable. I have a bathtub. My whole body's not under.
I feel like I would need to be in the center of a room, and I would need to be able to put my arms out, and I would need to just.
I went to a hotel room in.
Like full jacuzzi style.
Yeah. It was literally it had jets. It was a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
I rocked one of those, put a little body soap in there, made it a little bubble bath.
That's what I mean by bring back bubble baths.
Vibe. It had lights in there.
Oh.
Vibe.
Oh, got the party going turn.
That was vibe. I need one of those in my future house. I'll tell you that right now. That would probably make
just a bunch of windows around too.
Okay, well,
I'd want a bunch of windows around. Really embrace the outdoors.
New York City?
No, this is in my suburban.
Whoa! So you want the kids to watch? Whoa!
No, this is in my farmhouse per se.
Ah,
third
you
floor.
Said suburban though.
You know,
what happened to that?
Scratch that idea. Okay. Take it back. Okay. I don't want little Johnny running by and looking up
the into
the third floor. Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't be that bad if it was like taller than all the other houses in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Imagine it's like all one level ranches and you have a four level crib and on the fourth floor you're just in your bathtub looking all over the peasants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's the best way to bathe. Moving on to the next topic. Jacob, I got a question.
Yeah.
When you die, say all of your life's statistics were displayed on a panel.
That'd be so hype.
What statistics do you think you'd want to know? I've got a few listed here, but I want to hear.
Bowls of cereal, total.
Amount of bowls of cereal eaten. Okay. Easy. Yeah, that's a good one. How many do you think it'd be at?
A fucking
at least
lot.
One a day for
a fucking lot. No, one a day. You fucking psychopath.
At least one a week.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think that's psychotic to eat a bowl of cereal every day.
Yeah, you're a fucking child.
What's wrong with cereal, man?
Well, that's fine. Whatever. Number of golf swings taken.
Ooh.
Not hitting a ball. We're actually two
you just
stats.
Mean practice
hitting a ball
swings.
And not hitting a ball. Because I'd be taking a lot of practice swings at work. Mm-hmm. No ball.
That's got to be in the hundreds of thousands.
Numbers
right?
of times I've said like.
Ooh, that's in the hundreds of thousands. Well, honestly, how many words does a person speak in their lifetime?
I don't know. A lot. Total pairs of shoes owned.
Oh my God. 860 million words.
Wow.
A lifetime.
Yeah. Did you hear me? Pairs of shoes owned?
I could care less about that.
I think it'd be an interesting statistic.
See how many.
Yeah. Over a lifetime, it's a lot of shoes.
What about like pounds of garbage that you've created?
Don't care.
Oh, you don't care about
Not
that.
At all.
But the shoes that you've used.
Yeah, 100%. gallons of water drank. I feel like I'm low on that.
Interestingly enough, I want to know how many gallons of urine that I've peed out.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think that'd be
gallons of chocolate stuff. Milk I've drank. I'm easy gallons of anything. On that.
What about think about statistics outside. Think of hot spots. What about the toilet you've taken the most deuces in?
I don't.
Just MVP toilet.
It's my home. Like, what do you mean?
But what if it wasn't and you were like, it is. You were like, oh, whoa, the work toilet is where
it doesn't get used that often. Just doesn't.
I don't know. I feel like I've used a lot of
toilet. Person I've sent the most texts to. Mm-hmm. I want top three, though.
Top three, third.
You got it.
I do got it. Okay.
What are yours?
Percent of the world that I've covered.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
It'd probably be really low.
It's a low percentage, brother.
But still,
I think it'd be an accomplishment to touch one. Also, what do you consider?
I feel like covered? Touching one would be. I mean, anything. Like if I was in a plane I'm flying over,
yeah,
that counts as covered.
What's the radius of covered? Is it one human body width? Because that's not a lot.
Talking or arm is it span.
Like, arm span, still not a lot. I'm thinking like visual sight covered. No. You got to think about how large the Earth is, bro. You're like, we are not touching 1%.
I think we're touching 1%.
You're fucking not, brother.
I think I'm touching 1% right now.
You're not. Let me tell you that right now. Bro, I'm telling you right now, you have not been within the entire square radius or square mileage of Delaware in arm's width. Because you've been in the same spot too many times. Like, this arm's width we've been in for 56 episodes is the same arm's width. You know
but
what I mean?
I'm trying to think of all the places I've traveled, roads I've been
but
on.
But it's only this. You know what I mean? That's not a lot. That's like, think about how many square miles of Earth there are, dude. Like, yes, it is a lot. But percentage-wise of the Earth, it's not
1%. Think 1% would be that crazy.
I think it would be a good accomplishment. I think 1%. Look at how many square miles of surface area there are on the Earth. I think you're going to be fucking shocked.
Which surface area is the Earth? 196.9 million miles squared.
1.9 million square miles. That means you'd have to cover.
No, 196.9 million.
196? That means you'd have to cover 2 million square miles to get to 1%. You're not covering it, bro. You're not. That's a lot. That's what I'm saying. You got to count like visual radius. Like, you can't be counting in arms width.
200 million or 2 million. I don't know, man.
2 million square miles. Square miles. How big's Delaware? That's what I'm thinking. Think of in Delaware.
Okay, then maybe I should change this to GTA map circles. You know what I mean? Like, what you can see
that's
on.
That's what I'm saying.
So that like kind
a,
of circle.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a visual radius of like a mile.
Like a 5 mile square radius.
Yeah.
I could go with that.
That would get you a lot further, and you could easily get over 1% there.
Okay, word.
Arms width.
That is a little different.
Yeah.
That is a little
different. That's what I was saying. I was like, arms width, there's no way, dude. I don't care how many roads you've been on. Like,
okay, yeah, I see your point. Number of times someone has said something both nice and bad about me without me being
like
present.
Two separate.
Yeah, so that's nice and bad, but without me being around.
Yeah, okay.
Just to see, did people hate me? Did people, you know what I mean?
Would be interesting. Is that?
I think it'd be really interesting. Yeah. How many close calls to death I've had?
That would be a six.
Near misses.
Near misses. That'd be sick. What do you consider a near miss, though?
Almost getting hit by a car. Something falling on you.
You're not dying there, but I mean, depends on how heavy the thing is falling.
Drowning.
That I've had a couple near
being
misses
in a plane
on.
Maybe something happened and you didn't even know about it.
That could definitely happen. Fucking pilot
maybe
goes on snooze.
Being in an elevator and the cable's close to snapping and you don't even know.
It's like one ride away from snapping.
Yeah,
you get in,
yeah,
your last ride,
yeah,
before it
Yeah.
Possible. Possible.
That's what I mean by near miss.
Pad, one time you were on a bus and it exploded, the next time it started up.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
The percentage of my farts that have been smelled by another human.
That is a good stat. That is a good stat. That's high for me. That's got to be high. That is high.
I feel like my percentage is way below 50%.
Oh, I thought you're going numerical there. I want the numerical number of people, brother.
No, I mean percentage of the fart. So say that I farted 10 times and 5 of them are smelled. Yeah, 50% would be the number.
No, I want how many people smelled my fucking ass. Like, in numbers. 700? 7? 70? 8? Like, I want to know. I want names next to those two.
Okay. Okay. Number of everything I've ever eaten in specific categories.
Yeah, it's like
how many cereal, eggs, how many pizza, carrots, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then the last one that I've listed here, how many times I've been in each emotional state.
Okay.
So how many times I was upset, or how many times I was angry, or how many times I was happy.
I want the pie chart of that too.
All of these in pie charts.
Yeah. Okay. How many? No, yeah. Like how many times, like the percentage of your life you spent happy, sad,
mm-hmm.
angry, whatever. You know what I mean?
Pie chart that day. I see what you're saying. Chart. Well, those were all the things that
I how many animals you killed, since you don't want to go vegan like me.
Well, that I think was just along the same lines of everything I've ever eaten. I had meat listed here.
Seven cows in your entire life?
Oh, easily. Easily. I don't know about a full cow. I don't know. One cow can feed a family of four for a year. So think about that.
I'm saying. So it's 4 years for one person. So if you're only eating cow every day, you got like, that's only.
Even though I don't believe that statistic as much. I don't think a full cow could feed a family of four for a year. There's no way.
Dinner only, maybe?
Maybe only dinner. I don't know.
I don't believe that. Bro, I could house a fucking cow. That, because that stat is saying that a cow would feed me for 4 years.
Yeah, that's just not possible.
Dude, if I'm eating cow for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there's no way it takes me 4 years to get through a whole cow.
Maybe properly portioned.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm eating two portions. Fuck that. No.
How long could a cow feed a family of four? It says around 12 months. If you're a family of four and you only go through about 4 pounds of meat per week, your half cow would last
4 pounds of meat in a fucking week? Are you on drugs? That's not even half a pound a day. And if the whole family eats three meals a day, you don't even get a third of a pound. No, yeah, that's actually, like, that math is terrible. That is, like, terrible math.
A whole cow will take home about 400 pounds of meat.
You're telling me I can't eat a pound of meat a day? You're telling me that's what you're telling me.
It would last you a year is what you're saying.
Yeah, but just me.
I think, family of four is crazy.
No, that's cap.
But I think singularly.
Yeah, easily a year.
Yeah.
So if I would just have to raise. How long does it take for a cow to mature to butchery? I don't know. That's not a real word. I just made that up. But
before slaughter is what you're looking for. Yeah. 30 to 42 months. So about 3 years.
3 years. So I would just have to be raising three cows at all time to self-sustain.
Which really is not that difficult.
I can do that. Probably do that.
It's really not that difficult. And then on the side, you have chickens. You get your eggs.
Look up the cost to raise a cow per year.
It's going to be a good bet.
We have to multiply that by three. We need three cows.
Generally, a cow will cost between $500 and $1,000 per year to keep.
$500 and $1,000. That's it. So,
America, wake up!
So, $3,000 a year for my three cows, and that feeds me every year.
Yeah.
So what's 3,000 divided by 365? Like $10 a day.
Yeah, but at the same time, you kind of need land. So,
fuck you, dude. That's what you're going in the backyard. So it says
It says because it can become less expensive if you have extra land to grass feed. 2 to 5 acres of grassland are
Yeah,
required per cow.
that's because it's just like substituting the food you'd have to feed them with grass. Dude, wait, that's so sustainable.
America, wake up.
America's huge. Bro, I could just I actually have been awakened right now. Like, that's actually an awakening. I could just move to fucking Arkansas, buy 4 acres, buy 3 cows, a couple chickens, and I'll never have to pay for food again.
Never.
Unless I want anything other than meat or
I mean,
eggs.
dude, this is called just you plant some tomatoes, you
Facts.
plant some corn, you plant any vegetable you might want, green
You know,
beans.
I thought it was going to be harder than this, but I think I've been fucking persuaded. I think I've been persuaded. At first, I was like, but like, so obviously I know that America's poisoning our food and shit, right? I'm not an idiot. But I was like, it's going to be difficult to like, not unpoison the food, but like to
But
live
life.
off of your own stuff. Now I'm like actually doing the math in my head, and I'm like, this is not that hard. Like, this is kind of doable, low-key.
It's
And
so
it's
doable.
not that expensive.
It's not. They don't teach this in schools,
They don't
though.
teach you this shit,
They
though.
don't teach
I
you
had to do
this.
this on my own since birth.
Now, granted, I could never slaughter a cow, so I'd have to have a butcher come in,
I'll just I'll be
euthanize
the
it.
butcher. I could probably do
I
it.
couldn't do that. I'd need to leave for a day and pay
Just
someone to come in
blindfold
and
me,
do
give me an AK, and I'll fucking
it.
take
That's
care of
not how it works. That's not how it
Okay, now saying that makes me a little sad though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difficult part because you would low-key maybe get attached to these
Over a
cows.
year, I'd
Yeah.
get a fucking thatch, brother.
Yeah. And you're just raising it to eat it.
I maybe if I'm thinking about that every day, it's like, wow, that's my food for the next year sitting out there. Like, if I think about it like that, it might be
That's
a little
my food.
easier. Like,
That's my food.
hey
Gotta make
ham,
sure.
maybe I just call it like call them all ham. Hey hamburger,
Gotta go.
what's up, pork
Yeah.
chop?
Yeah. Dude, and it would be good
Ooh,
meat.
oh
You'd
yeah,
have
grass
quality
fed
steaks.
Wagyu. I'd be out there fucking massaging
You'd
that
have some.
shit. Yeah, I would, bro. I want that good meat. Pause. Whoa. Whoa. Pause. No Diddy.
Yo, clip that chat.
Holy shit, no
No,
Diddy.
that's actually crazy. Nah, but I, yeah.
Like, look up how much. Like, go. I want you to go on Zillow right now and go to Arkansas and see how affordable 3 acres of land is.
3 acres of land for sale in Arkansas. Why are you so set on
I
Arkansas,
just feel like
too?
it's in the middle of nowhere.
3 acres, $126,000.
Oh, that's a little expensive. Kansas? Try Kansas.
Also, 3 acres is not a lot of land when you think
It's
about it.
really not.
I don't think you could raise cows on 3 acres of
Said it
land.
would reduce the price.
Says you need 2 to 5,
2 to 5, yeah,
but that's also just land for them. This includes having the house, and they're not gonna have these 3 cows grazing around your house.
why not have to mow the lawn?
I mean, I guess you're gonna have a bunch of cow shit everywhere.
I already have dog shit all over my house now. Like, what's the difference?
I
Least
guess.
I wouldn't have hair in the house like I do now.
This is 2.62 acres, and it's just land for 120 grand.
Can you check Kansas? I'm doing this, boys. We're going. This is the start of the backyard, boys.
Why'd you go from Arkansas to Kansas?
Kansas City. I don't know. Just popped in my head. Which
Think it's
is not even in Kansas,
actually,
I don't think.
it's gonna cost you more in
More.
Kansas. Yeah.
Jeez Louise, man. We're cooked.
Yeah, we're talking.
Talking
Oh,
about.
oh.
Oh.
2 acres, 40K right there, but it's a
That
bunch
is
of
a
trees.
small fucking property.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
2 acres is not a lot. It's not a lot, Jacob.
God damn. Oh, maybe I should push for 5. I think, and the more you buy, the cheaper it is, I think.
Yeah,
So.
wait, I'm gonna look up 5 acres.
Yeah.
5 acres in
Cheapest place to get 5 acres of land.
Arkansas.
Texas. Texas. Texas is fucking huge.
Oh, 5 acres, 50K right
That
here.
that's what I'm that's a lot of trees.
Oof.
Try Kansas.
That
Well,
is a
no,
lot of
that's what I'm saying. Try
trees.
Texas. 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 Viewers can't see shit right now.
Yeah, well, Yeah.
More expensive?
10 acres for 60 grand.
That's me! No. That's... Oh, Z, let's move right now, bro. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
That's me!
Get me out of here.
Yeah, but it's just land.
I could put 5 cows on that.
9 miles west of San Diego, Texas.
Damn right. Damn right. It's you just
can,
land. That's
you can
all
put
I
a
need.
Lot of cows on that.
I could put like 6 cows.
Yeah. You put a lot. And that's a lot of grass.
That's a lot of grass. A lot of feeding. That's one thing. Texas is flatter and it's warmer, so the grass lasts more time during the year for them.
The prime cattle raising.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta go to Texas, brother. Yeah. Is it too hot in Texas for cattle?
Nah,
they get too hot during summer.
Nah, you're fine.
It's gotta be, right? I feel like they do a lot of cattle raising in Texas.
Yeah.
Bull riding.
Yeah, it makes it ideal conditions to raise ruminant animals such as cattle.
Can we go? Can we move to Texas tomorrow? Is this possible? Just me and you.
We would only have this piece of land.
Bro, we can't even afford the piece of land.
Yeah, no, so we're cooked. That's the other problem.
Oh,
I don't know. We'll leave that for another day. But that definitely brings us to more than an hour.
All right, boys. We'll see y'all in Texas, where everything's bigger.
We're just going to start shooting with our cows. That's what we're going to do.
We've done it before.
Yeah, we actually have.
Go, everyone, scroll back really far on the months, a year.
Yeah.
A whole year. And you'll see us shooting with cattle.
Moo.
Peace.
Peace out. Released every Wednesday morning.